Last month, in the Mexican state of Tamaulipas, just south of the U.S. border, police were ordered to turn in their weapons. This week, many of them were ordered off the streets. And 3,000 members of the military arrived to patrol one of Mexico's most violent states. The use of the military in Mexico's drug war has been controversial. NPR's Jason Beaubien has this story from the city of Matamoros, where the entire police department has been placed under full military control.
Outside the main police station in Matamoros, scores of police officers lounge around in the parking lot. Others sit idly in the lobby. They're in uniform, but their weapons are conspicuously absent from their holsters. All the city's police, except for the traffic cops, have been ordered to stay in their barracks. Police Chief Gabriel Lopez Ordaz says this directive came from Mexico City. They think that many police could be involved in criminal activities, the police chief says. Ever since the Zetas broke from the Gulf cartel 2 years ago and have been battling for control of Tamaulipas, the state has appeared to be beyond the control of authorities. Criminals have been operating with impunity, and authorities say this could only happen with police involvement. Lopez is a career military officer who spent 36 years in the Mexican army. He became police chief in Matamoros just 5 months ago. Lopez says all his officers will have to go through a rigorous confidence test that includes psychological and drug screening.
Para saber que contamos con policías confiables.
So we know that we have a trustworthy police, Lopez says. Those who pass the confidence test will then be sent to a retraining program. Lopez says it could be almost a year before the officers are allowed to return to the streets. Recently, the state of Tamaulipas has been convulsed by violence. In June of last year, the leading candidate for governor was gunned down just days before the gubernatorial election. In September, 72 migrants were found executed on a ranch. 2 months ago, authorities uncovered a series of mass graves in San Fernando that held more than 180 bodies. Gun battles here in Matamoros between authorities, the Zetas, and the Gulf cartel sometimes rage in the streets for hours. Lopez is a military man, and he accepts the order to pull his police officers off the street, but he says it's going to be hard for just 200 soldiers to replace almost 600 local cops.
Primeramente porque son gentes que vienen de fuera.
First of all, because these are people who aren't from here, the police chief says. The soldiers don't know the terrain, they don't know the population, they don't really know the situation, so it's going to take some time for them to get positive results. The Mexican government this week sent soldiers to replace police in 22 municipalities across Tamaulipas, including the border cities of Nuevo Laredo and Reynosa. The Chamber of Commerce here in Matamoros issued a statement saying they're concerned about the militarization of the police force and called on the soldiers to respect the human rights of the local citizens. Enrique Menez-Sainz, the secretary of the chamber, says he worries that the soldiers will only focus on the drug cartels and other organized crime while ignoring petty crime.
Precisamente a título personal hace semana y media.
Mena says a week and a half ago, someone broke into his yard and stole the water pipes on the side of his house to sell the copper for scrap, and they left me with all the damage, he says. The soldiers who now patrol Matamoros are unlikely to recover his lost plumbing. Pickup trucks loaded with heavily armed troops race through the streets in convoys. The soldiers were given maps to help get themselves acquainted with the city. Federal officials, however, say this is an important strategy to regain control of Tamaulipas. They say the presence of the military will give cities time to purge their notoriously corrupt police departments and then build new ones. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Matamoros.